All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 150. Feels like a little bit of a milestone myth. Learning today is sponsored by Nathan and Ann Gottlieb in memory of Nathan's mother, Chaya Esther Bas Menachem Dov, and by Rani Meyer in memory of his mother, Miriam Bas Avram, Tehinish Masam Tzur B'Tzurah Chaim. All right, we'll discuss in light of the upcoming Yontif of Shavuos, an oldie but a goodie, a classic question, though it hasn't been discussed in this chat, and that is, what is a halacha for somebody who stays up all night regarding Birchas HaTorah? Okay, it's a separate question for Netilas Yadayim. Also a separate question for Birchas HaShachar. We are specifically going to discuss Birchas HaTorah. Maybe if I have time, we'll get in Netilas Yadayim and Birchas HaShachar tomorrow, though doubtful that I will be able to. So let's discuss Birchas HaTorah. And there's a little bit of maybe of a myth misconception, especially for this year, and I'll explain it right now. So the general minhag is that we don't say Birchas HaTorah if we stay up all night. This is because the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Mem Zayin quotes that Haner Kol Halayla, somebody who stays up all night, Yesh Omrim De'ein Tzarech Levarech Bavoker. There are those who say he doesn't make a bracha Birchas HaTorah in the morning. V'yesh Omrim De'tzarech Levarech. And there are those who say he should make a bracha Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Since this is a suffix, it's a doubt, there are two opinions on the matter, we apply the general principle of suffix brachos lahakel, that if we're in doubt regarding a bracha, we're lenient, we don't say the bracha because we don't want to risk saying Hashem's name in vain. That is the general minhag, that people don't say Birchas HaTorah after staying up all night on Shavuos, or whenever you stay up all night. And rather, we try to find somebody who went to sleep and is up at that hour, and they have us in mind when they say their Birchas HaTorah. Okay, however, there is one case that's different, like I said, could be especially relevant this year when Shabbos precedes Shavuos, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah here, who says, if you took a nap the day before, you stayed up the whole night, if you took a nap that day, so then even if you stayed up all night, everybody would agree, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that you would say your own Birchas HaTorah the next day. So like I said, that's especially relevant this year as we have Shabbos before the all-night learning of Shavuos. So, I mean, I guess it depends on your if you're going out to eat, if you have little kids, or everybody has their own schedule. But in theory, it's definitely possible for someone to get in a nap, and maybe they don't want to get in a nap so they could be less tired that night. You shouldn't verbalize that you're taking a nap for the sake of staying up all night, because that would be hachana. But if somebody just goes and takes a nap, that is perfectly okay. So if that's a scenario that you took a nap the day before staying up all night, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, you make your own Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Everybody agrees to that. That's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so let's just understand what is the logic behind this opinion. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says the reason that this is his opinion is because this is now not a suffik brachos, but what we call a svek sveka. This is a double suffik. And anytime we have a double suffik, then we can be lenient and we can say the bracha. Or in this case, all right, I don't want to confuse the Lashonos of Mako. But then we could say the bracha. Okay, so what are the two svekos that we have on the table? So number one suffik is, there is an opinion. Some say that anytime you take a nap during the day, when you wake up from that nap, you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. The logic being that there was a hefsik here. You know, you made the Birchas HaTorah in the morning. That lasts throughout the day. That's already a chiddush that Toso says, you know, when I go to work, isn't that a hefsik? Shouldn't I have to make a new bracha if I, you know, learned a little in the morning, I went to work, I exercised, I ate, and now I learn again at night. Shouldn't I have to make a new bracha? So Toso says, no, subconsciously, we're always thinking about Torah. It's always on our mind. So generally, it lasts throughout the day. What if I literally go to sleep? I literally take a nap. So there are two opinions there. Shulchan Aruch says, Sheinas keva bayom, someone who takes a real nap during the day, amitaso, in your bed, like a real nap, have a hefsik, that's a hefsik, and you have to make a new bracha, v'yesh omrim de la v'hefsik. But again, some say it's not a hefsik, v'chei nogin. So that's our minhag. If you just take a nap during the day, even if it's a good, you know, 2-hour nap, you don't say a new Birchas HaTorah when you get up. It is a machlokes, it is a suffik. We don't. The minhag is not to. Okay, that's one suffik. The next suffik is, some say, this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosos, that any new day, even if you stayed up all night, the minute it's a new day, that requires a new bracha. Right, so Rabbeinu Tam says, your bracha Birchas HaTorah lasts you throughout the day. Even if you go to sleep at 10 o'clock at night and you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you do not have to make a new bracha, says Rabbeinu Tam. It's not about the hefsik, it's just a daily thing. So in the middle of the night, you wouldn't make a new bracha. But once a new day hits, irrespective of if you slept, if you didn't sleep, once it's sunrise, says Rabbeinu Tam, you make a new bracha. Again, this is also machlokes because Tosos argues in Rabbeinu Tam. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, we have two svekos here. On the one hand, there are some who say that anytime you take a nap, you need a new Birchas HaTorah. And even if we don't follow that opinion, there are some who say that any new day, even if you didn't sleep at night, just the fact that it's a new day, would require Birchas HaTorah. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiyur, when a person takes a nap during the day, even if they stay up all night the following night, so when that next morning hits, we now have two sveikos to rely on. Number one, maybe the nap itself should require a new bracha. Number two, the fact that it's a new day, according to some, require a bracha. Neither of those independently are strong enough, but when you have them together, says Rabbi Akiva Eiyur, that is sufficient. Again, he says, "Debekuli alma," everybody would agree, you would make your own Birchas HaTorah here. So that again, like I said, is relevant to many people if you get in a nap during the day. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiyur, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, you would say your own Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Nonetheless, should be noted there, B'chaim Kanievsky quotes a Chazon Ish as arguing on Rabbi Akiva Eiyur. Don't have time to get into the details, but he doesn't hold it. So the best practice is still, if somebody actually slept during the night, to just get them to be motzi you. But if you're in a bind and you know you're in a small minion and nobody's around, if you took a nap during the day of at least 30 minutes, you would be good to go the next morning.